Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Speaking Arrangements, where we're always rearranging things in our lives. Yeah. You guys have thoroughly arranged me. And listen, the Holy Spirit has been hearing y'all's prayers because he's been on my neck about potting. But yes, I'm back. Honestly, shame on me because, yeah, it's been a minute, but I'm here. I'm really, really excited for what I have planned for Speaking Arrangements for 2023, me and the Holy Spirit. It's going to be incredible as long as I follow instructions. I'm still fleshing a lot of things out. Last year, 2022, let's do a quick recap on 2022. How dare I do a quick recap on, like, what is it? The first quarter is almost done. I'm not really into like first quarter, second quarter. I'm not like that girl. I'm really like super laid back. Like I do one goal at a time and it works for me, and what works for me might not work for you. But yeah, I don't really get into all that stuff. But I mean, whatever, if we want to talk about that. Yeah, so let's get into some things. Like, yeah, I'm welcoming myself back. 2022 was rough. I'm not going to lie. Excuse me. Like, yeah, it was pretty. I mean, it wasn't the hardest year, but it wasn't like the best year either. Yeah, I did a lot of things. I could have recorded way more for Speaking Arrangements. And I think that, like, I'll give you guys some context of like what's been going on, what I've been up to. Ooh, 2022 summer. Yeah, summer was all right. I laid low. I didn't travel much. I think I went to like, maybe I might've went to Vegas if I'm correct. I don't really remember. Yeah, I think I did. That was kind of fun. I met some interesting people. You guys are always asking me about my like, romantic love life. Like, I don't have a romantic love life. It's like non-existent. It really is. Like, a lot of like people be like, oh yeah, like, nah, I mean, let me see if I want to. I'm like an open book. Like, I'm really transparent. I'm trying to be even more transparent this year. I'm really trying to like put myself out there, you know, share more about myself, because I really don't care. Like, I don't care what people say about me, to be really honest. I'm just that girl. Like, if I really care about you, then I care. But if I don't care about you and I don't know you, like, I don't care what you think about me. So I can actually kind of divulge and like get into it. I won't say any names, of course. But yeah, last summer, romantic love life. I met someone. I met somebody at a party. It was cool. Like, he was cool. You know, it was all good. Yeah, nothing came out of that. Disappointment. serious disappointment. Okay, nothing came out of that, not even a friendship. So that was a little bit disappointing. One thing that I realized is I'm gonna be like I said, I'm gonna be really transparent, but one thing that I realized is like, when you waste your time, like when you like find someone that you're talking and you just know that person just doesn't rock with you like that, like you like them way more than they like you, or like they're just not really rocking with you, or they just don't know what they want, they're emotionally unavailable, just do yourself a service. Just pack your things and go. This I'm preaching to myself too. Pack your load and go. Pack up your emotions. Pack up just trying, calling, texting, pressing your finger on the phone. Hey, oh yeah, pack it up and go. Don't even waste your time. Like, we're not doing that in 2023. We're just really not. And yeah, like this person, like, you know, I hadn't dated in a really long time. So it was kind of like a test trial. Yeah, I was still like, oh, so these dudes still ain't. Oh, okay, cool. But no, there's some great men out there. There's some great, amazing men that are doing amazing things in this world. I love my guys. Like, listen, I'm here for it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not buying into like all that crazy stuff that you hear on the internet. Like, that stuff's not all true. A lot of these guys are just picking up mics and doing and saying like the craziest, outlandish things so people can like listen to their podcast. That's not how every man thinks. That's not the universe that I live in. There is great, hardworking, amazing men out there. And when you get yourself right, you'll attract that person and you guys will live happily ever after. And you don't have to worry about no side chicks. You don't have to worry about, find yourself a God-fearing man too. Find yourself a man that has like values. Like, you know what I mean? Someone, he's built on something. He has a serious foundation. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, you know, really do the work for yourself. And I think that you'll attract that. But yeah, like, yeah, that didn't do nothing, child. It wasn't anything. It was whatever. Like, it was just, you know what, to be really honest, if I want to be transparent, like, I knew he didn't like me, but he kept saying that he liked me, even though I knew he didn't like me. So like, you know what I mean? Like, in the end, like, it was just like, you know, like, I mean, I think he ended up like going back to his ex or something like that. I don't really know. But no, like, shout out to him. Like, it was all good. No love lost there at all. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So I don't really have a love life. I know a lot of you guys always be asking me about my love life. I ain't got one, chat. I be minding my business. And I'm like, even after that, like, I was really like, all right, cool. Like, I'm really going to mind my business. And until, like, you know what I mean? I feel like it's right. The time is right. I have so many things that I have to do, so many goals that I want to achieve, so many lives that I want to impact, so much things that the Lord has really put on my life for me to do. And yeah, I feel like when you waste your time on those little like situations and things like that kind of stuff will chip away at your confidence. You know what I mean? Like, even if like every single, you know, situationship or whatever it is that you like get yourself into that's not for you, that affects you mentally. You know what I mean? Even if you're just like, oh, it was just like with nothing, it doesn't like, you know what I mean? 10 nothings will definitely affect you. I don't even know how we got down this spiral. Like, I've just been gone for so long. Like, I'm here just like telling you guys what's up. But anyways, yeah, so no love life. Y'all stop asking. Like, it ain't there. I ain't checking for nobody. God is good. Listen. Don't look for me. Don't sop me out. Don't try to draw me out. Like, I'm really in a place where I'm really just working on myself. I'm open to like male friendships. Like, I love being friends with guys. Like, guys are so interesting. I find them super interesting. I always like to, you know, I have a lot of guy friends from high school and things like that. And like, yeah, no, me and my guy friends get along really well. So if that's what you're looking for, absolutely, I'm open to it. If you're doing rubbish, please don't email me. Don't DM me. Don't, I'm not looking. I'm good. Oh my gosh. How dare I? Like, happy International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day. Shout out to all the women out there that are working hard. This is our month. This is our year. This is, yeah, this is just like, I feel like right now it's women are just like working so hard. And, you know, like, I'm so proud of us. Like, I'm really, I know this sounds corny, but I'm so proud of us. I really am. You know, women are opening businesses, they're going to school, they're just doing so much more with their lives. I know, like, when you go on the internet, it just looks like, you know, that might not look like it depending on like who you follow and stuff like that. But no, I'm so proud of us. I'm so proud of Black women. I'm so proud of all women. You know, we've come a really, really long way. Yeah, like, shout out to y'all. No, round of applause again. Y'all doing so, like, we're doing amazing. Yeah, no, I'm really happy that I'm a woman. And this, you know what? Because it's International Women's Day, you already know I'm going to go to Word. If y'all don't know, if you guys are like, listen, shout out to my first time listeners. If you guys don't know, I'm a woman of faith. My name is Rebecca Johnson. And welcome to Speaking Arrangements, where I talk about we rearrange things in our lives. Like, I'd be talking so fast. And yeah, like, I talk about my life experiences and I try to really give you guys like sound advice on how you can, you know, potentially like really change your life and really just like, you know, show up as the best you. But I want to read the scripture. It's Psalms 46:5. And it says, and I love this, like, you know, just because it's International Women's Day. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at the break of day. Like, I every time, like, I feel like, oh my gosh, the world is caving in on me because I'm so dramatic. And, you know, like, I'm just going through it and stuff like that. Like, I love to read the word of God. I just love it. I love it so much. Like, it really, really, yeah. It's just like, I just love it. I love to read the word of God. I love to read God's promises. And you know what I mean? Like, just meditate on the word if you're a woman of God today. And just really like, because I think there's this like negative connotation that like in the Bible, God is like this sexist pig and he didn't like people. And like, it's just a bunch of nonsense. It's stupid. The Lord loves women. Okay. He had a mom. Like, stop it. Yeah, y'all stop it. But oh my gosh, what else are we going to get into today? Today's going to be short and sweet. I'm really here just to like come. I'm coming with my tail between my legs. Like, if you've been following me from the jump, thank you so much. Shout out to you guys. Everybody that's been telling me like, where's the episode? Where's the episode? I'm starting off with this one. I'm getting my feet wet. I really, like I said, I'm really, really working on being like not surface level and being really, really transparent and not being scared. Like, you know what I mean? I'm really trying to get fear completely out of my life. And, you know, for me, I'm really reserved when it comes to like my actual life. Like, I have to really like you to divulge like, or trust you or have some type of sense of trust to divulge like, you know, deep things about me. I don't have that many people, but if I meet you and you know, sometimes like you meet people and you think like you really have that connection with them and you don't, and you make mistakes, and that's okay. You know what I mean? But I try to like keep my personal life to myself. But you know, a lot of the experiences that I've been through and a lot of things that I've gone through, like, wouldn't make any sense for me to keep it to myself. Like, I really feel like the reason why God wanted me to pod and why God has given me a platform to like really share my experiences to bless other people, to let other people know that they're, you know what I mean? That they're not rejects, that they're not lost, and that, you know, somebody loves them. Like, you know what I mean? That someone is thinking about them, praying for them. Yeah. So listen, Jesus loves you and I love you. And, you know, listen, we're all going to get through it. It's a process. Yeah. So, okay, where have I been? Okay. So oh my gosh, this is really hard for me to talk about, but I'm going to talk about it. I've been really, really, really dealing with my mental health, like from like the ending of 2022 to up to now. I'm currently just like working through it. I've been in therapy. You know, one thing that I really talk about on this podcast is mental health. I think mental health is health, period. Like, you know what I mean? You can have all the accolades in the world. You can be physically fit in your body, but if your mind is scattered, like we would say, or your mind is just like not there, like your mental health is not intact, then you really don't have a good source of life. You know what I mean? I find that a lot of things, we need our mental health to be good, to show up as our best selves. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, like I was really struggling with my mental health at the end of the year, just up until now. And just like, I've been, you know, in therapy, of course, that helps. But I think the one thing that I don't really talk about on this pod as much is I talk about different resources, like, you know, where you can get help, where you can go, like therapy, talking to other people. And you know what I mean? If you need to see your doctor, you know, talk to a professional, I try to provide that. But I think one resource that I don't talk about enough that has worked for me, that has saved my life, is church. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people have a misconception about church. You know what I mean? A lot of people are like, oh, we don't like organized religion. And I think a lot of people, when I get into these conversations with them, they're like, oh, pastors take people's money. Like, come on, it's childish. Let's give it up. Let's hang it up flat screen. All those like childish like misconceptions, please, let's hang it up flat screen. Okay, because y'all have all these people out here legit openly worshiping the devil. But when we want to talk about Christ and we want to talk about church and we want to talk about community and we want to talk about a place where you can go and be restored and transformed, it's a problem. I don't understand it. We don't tolerate that on this platform. And another thing that I'm real bold, like I don't play with my faith. That's just what it is. Like I don't budge on that. Like I can have a conversation with you and we can talk about it. We could talk it through, but you ain't going to catch me arguing with you because then I'm going to look like a fool and I ain't no fool. Believe that. So yeah, that's a resource that I want to offer to you. Even if you're not a believer, like, you know what I mean? People don't have to go into the house of the Lord to really see what church is about. You can stream online. You know what I mean? I love my church, my CCCG, Cornerstone Christian Church of God. Yeah, like go online, go on YouTube, watch a service. Like, you know what I mean? Church for me is self-care. Church for me, I found that is really self-care. Like I go to church on Sundays. There's 4 services. I'm also a leader at my church. I love Bible studies. We have something called Ask Pastor E, where our pastor, Emmanuel Adewusi, shout out to him. Love you so much. He, you know, asks, you can send in anonymous questions, the open platform where you can ask anonymous questions. Even if you're not a believer, a lot of those questions come from people that don't believe in God. You know what I mean? Church is a community. If you're not coming there, if you don't come there and you don't believe in God, but you're looking for a community, you can do that. You know what I mean? Everyone's walk is different. Everyone's journey is different. Do not listen to other people. Come to the church as you are. If you are looking for community, it helped me in my time of need. Like going to church, being counseled by some of the other leaders in my church, being counseled by my pastors has really helped me. You know what I mean? We are human beings. We all need to be affirmed. We all have hard times. We all have struggles. And, you know, for me, church really helped me. You know what I mean? And our church is like absolutely amazing. You can find all the races there. You know what I mean? It's not clicky. Like you will get the word of God. The Lord will speak to you. Like you can't come to my church for 3 months and remain the same. Like you really can't. So that's a resource that I really want to plug. You know what I mean? So if you are looking for a church in the Edmonton area, Cornerstone Christian Church of God, 9249 50th Street, Edmonton. Once again, that's 9249 50th Street, Edmonton, Alberta. Bible studies are at 6:30. Sunday services start from 9:30 to about 3:30, if I'm correct. Maybe 5. Don't quote me on that. There's like so many services. Yeah. And we have night prayers that starts at 10 p.m. every last Friday of the month. There's so many services that you can indulge in. But yeah, that's a resource that I want to talk to you guys about because it really helped me. But back to my mental health. Yeah, I started like really struggling with my mental health at like the end of, close to the end of the year. And yeah, like, you know what I mean? I'm the type of person where everybody, like, you know, you're so strong. You've been through so much. And, you know, like, I was just like, I'm tired. I ain't trying to be the strong person anymore. I just really, yeah, I was really going through some stuff. I had to work out a few things that I'm currently working on still. I think that, you know, dealing with your mental health, like, continually will really help you. But I needed, like, a really safe space. You know what I mean? So my therapist was one for sure. She's in the Edmonton area. And my pastors have been absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing safe places. They've really been helping me just walking through trauma that I've been through. I don't like to hear my trauma, because the trauma that I've been through for me, and I'm only speaking for me, I'm not speaking for everybody else. Okay. If it's your trauma and you want to keep it, go ahead. I don't want it. It's gone. So I don't call it my trauma, but yeah, like I've been working through it, talking about it, putting in, you know, systems so that, you know, history doesn't repeat itself. Just really working on myself, which is not easy. I think that we don't, you know, we have this like healing. Oh, I'm healing, and trauma. Those are like buzzwords right now. But when you really are in the trenches and you're doing the work and you're like, listen, I want to show up as my best self. It's not easy. If it's been easy for you, then I don't know what kind of work you're doing. Like, it's not like there's days where I've cried. There's days when there's days when anxiety has like completely taken over, or like depression, and, you know, dealing with those things face on. And, you know what I mean, having people that I love, that I care about, my community, hold my hand through it, and especially Jesus Christ. Like, I could never do it without the love of God, but sending his people to really help me walk me through that. And you know, when accepting that, like, hey, I'm not okay. It's okay to not be okay. Like, you know, we're in a society where it's like, oh, you know, if you got some mental health issues going on, you know what I mean? Like, we go undiagnosed, like, and hurt people. Your mental health can affect your family, can affect your relationships, can affect your work, can affect your money, your health, most importantly. So I just started getting help. You know what I mean? So many things from my childhood that I hadn't dealt with, that I'm still dealing with. You know what I mean? Friendships, relationship trauma, like romantic relationship trauma that I've been through in the past, you know? And I think that for me, you know, I thought I was okay. I thought like I had dealt with that, but no, there's like still things that, you know, like I'm dealing with, that I'm currently working through, and I'm not ashamed. Like, I can't be out here like being ashamed of like what I have to work through to like please other people. No, yeah, I'm completely past that. I'm definitely not doing that. So if you're out there and you know that like you're not okay, and you need somebody to talk to, please email me, like hit me up, like speaking arrangements, 87@gmail.com. Hit me up. I can point you in the right direction if I can't help. But yeah, no, I'm a safe place if you want to talk, and I can share my experiences with you, because people need people. We were made for community. We were made for each other. So yeah, that's kind of like what I've been going through. And that's why I wasn't potting, which I hate too, because I find that, like, you know, basically I was like, you know, I'm going through all this stuff. I don't want to like go and pod and, you know, push those vibes out to you guys out there. You know what I mean? But I find that even though now I'm not perfect. I don't think there's anybody out there that's perfect, but I'm doing a lot better. Like, I'm like fighting for my life. I'm like, yo, bro, if I perish, I perish. Like, I'm going to show up as my best self, and I'm going to do the work. Like, I'm like, no, I got to share that with you guys. Like, you know what I mean? I got to share my journey. I know it's going to bless somebody out there. So yeah, excuse me for all those hiatus. I'm always like, you know, if I'm really gone for a long time, thank you to everybody that checked up on me too. You guys are absolutely amazing. It's usually because I'm going through some stuff, but I'm trying to learn how to navigate and, you know, really pod while I'm still going through some things and sharing that with you guys and being transparent and being open. Cause that, like, you know, that used to be one of my fears, and I'm not scared of that. Like, when you shame the devil, like when you tell the truth and shame the devil, like people can't use your truth against you. And I think that what happens, especially like even if you go on Twitter and like, you know, whatever, if you follow like blog sites and stuff like that, like people try to hide their lives and then it comes out, you know, somebody goes and finds out, it comes out, and then they use it against you. But if you really like stand in your truth and stand in who you are and where you're at currently and where you want to be, like people can't use that against you. So yeah, like I just want to like pop up on here and give you guys some words of encouragement, man. Like, You know, love yourself, love where you are, love the journey, love the process. You know what I mean? I think we look around. First of all, if you've been trying to reach me on Instagram or anything like that, you won't be able to because I deactivated my social media. So I'm not on social media right now. So if you do want to reach me, speakingarrangements87@gmail.com or rflb87@hotmail.com. Email me, please. If you go on my Facebook and you can send me a message there. I just had to take time off social, Instagram. I am on Facebook and I'm on Snapchat from time to time to post like my podcast and stuff. But yeah, like, you know, for me, like Instagram is like Alison in Wonderland. It's like smoking mirrors. It's like, you know what I mean? Like all you're seeing is all these successful people. None of them have problems. And you're like, I'm over here dealing with my mental health. Like, how are you guys doing it? And I just needed to like shut down and recenter and really like live my real life, live in the moment. Like I wanted to really live my day-to-day life in the moment with in relationships with the people that love me, my community. I wanted to draw closer to God. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying I've been 100%, like, you know, I've hopped on here and there, but I'm deactivated. So if you're looking for me, you won't find me. I just needed to clear my mind. You know what I mean? I just want to recenter. Instagram is a great tool if you're a business person, if you want to stay connected, you know, with your friends and family, you want to share parts of your life. Like, it's a great tool, but I think that right now in society is being misused. And I think everybody's just showing their perfect life. No one's going through anything. It's like, I feel like I can't relate. You know what I mean? I'm not on yachts and islands every single day. I have a 9-to-5. You know what I mean? Like, I have things that I'm working through. I have, you know what I mean? So shout out to everybody else that their life is perfect. I'm not necessarily there. So I had to just like shut down, regroup. And then like when I get to, you know, maybe where I feel comfortable, then I'll find a plan and a system where I could navigate back onto social media. Cause like I said, it is good. Navigate back onto social media, but in a healthy way, cause I wasn't using it in a healthy way at all. So yeah, if you're looking for me on social media, no. Started off the new year with a bang, even though I was, you know, still going through some stuff, because you can still shake and move. We move. Listen, even if we're going through stuff, you can still shake and move and get things done. Shout out to Tolu, a girl that I know from church. She's amazing. She's awesome. She's a kingdom helper. Really pray for people that, you know, you might not be the closest with, but are watching you from afar and have like a love for you, a genuine love for you, and see your skills and talents and abilities. Like, yeah, she works for the Black Business Ventures Association, if I'm correct. So I hosted their launch night, their pitch night in Calgary. Yeah, shout out to me. No, round of applause. So, she was like, I think you'd be great to host this event. So, yeah, I went down to Calgary. I love Calgary. You guys know I be in Calgary. I love Calgary. I really do. I feel like that's where it's at. I feel like Calgary is like a mini Toronto. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like a mini Toronto to me, but that's just, yeah. So, yeah, Black Business Ventures Association. So, basically, let me tell you guys a little bit about that. Shout out to them. So, they basically are like a tech company for Black people, Black women and men. They help you. They teach you. They mentor you. You can pitch. Like, you know, you can, like, they had, I hosted the pitch competition, which was awesome. Such an amazing turnout. It was just really nice to see Black women and men wanting to be in that tech space. Yeah, so I hosted that in February. It was really fun. Thank you to everybody that came out to support me. Shout out to Tolu. It was awesome. It was absolutely amazing. I had so much fun. I met the mayor of Calgary. She is beautiful, absolutely stunning. The women are winning. You know what I mean? They're like in important spaces. So yeah, the start of my year was really good. It's been good. But, you know, I've been working through some things, like I said. So yeah, like, you know, and honestly, I've been really just like affirming myself and just, you know, really getting comfortable in the skin that I am, that I'm in, and just accepting myself for who I am and not caring. Listen, like getting rid of people that are not for me, even if it comes down to like a very, very small circle, be okay with that. If you want peace, some people don't want peace. Me, I want peace always. I want peace. Like, you know what I mean? Just putting myself first. I know it sounds corny, but really just putting yourself first, like taking care of your mental health, taking care of your physical, because that matters too. Like really taking care of yourself altogether. You know what I mean? So, and just taking things one day at a time. Really, really, like one day at a time, affirming yourself, that matters. I listen, affirmations, I know is a buzzword, but I use them. I say affirmations every single day. I say I'm wealthy, I'm prospering, I'm healthy, I have a sound mind. Those are like some of the things I say to myself today. Like, I rock with myself. You know what I mean? It's not easy to just love who you are. Like, you know what I mean? I think this is something that you continually do until like the day you die. Like, you know what I mean? You rock with yourself until forever. And I truly believe that. So let's talk about speaking arrangements this year. Speaking arrangements, I'm not playing with speaking arrangements this year. Like, I know it started off a little slow. You know, I know we're 3 months in and that's okay. I'm not going to beat myself up about it anymore. But no, speaking arrangements is going to be fire this year. There's going to be a lot of guests. I'm really, really going to focus on like our identity and like loving yourself and why it's so important to be on your team. Because a lot of times we're on other people's teams rooting for people. And then when it's our day, when it's our day to go play basketball, it's our tournament. No one's there for us and we're not there for ourselves. No, we need to show up for ourselves the way we show up for other people. And that's real. We really do. It gets so important. It's so important. So this year, we're going to really be focusing on like our identity, loving ourselves. Also, we're going to have amazing guests. Like, we're going to get into some things, okay? Excuse me. We're going to get into some things. You guys are going to meet some of my friends. We're going to talk to people that I've never spoken to before. A lot of people have been reaching out to me and wanting to be on speaking arrangements. So, you know, it is a safe space for us to really like talk and have like, you know, in-depth conversations and just be open-minded. And there's going to be people that come on here that I don't agree with, that you might not agree with, but we're going to have that conversation and we're going to try to bridge the gap, of course. There's going to be some friends of the shows coming back. There's going to be some friends of the shows coming back. So I'm really excited about that. And yeah, I'm working on something really special this year for speaking arrangements. Just pray for me, y'all. It's not easy, but it's fun. It's rewarding. I love when you guys message me and tell me like what the pod has done for you guys. So please message me some topics that you guys really want me to talk about. And if you want to be on speaking arrangements, please send me an email. I would love to connect. I would love to connect. So speaking arrangements, how am I forgetting my email? That's crazy. That's how you know that I don't be like, yeah, so give me a second. Because I think I've been saying it to you guys wrong. Listen, I'm here to be full transparent, y'all. Okay, so it's speakingarrangements87@gmail.com. Please email me if you want to connect or if you want to be on speaking arrangements. And yeah, we can kind of take it from there. I really, really love you guys. Shout out to all the women. We are strong. We are powerful. We are running things right now. And I love it. I love it. I really, really love it. And shout out to the men that are supporting these beautiful queens. You know, I can't forget. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I love me a man. I love me a black man. You know what I mean? I do. Listen, all lives matter. Trust me, all lives matter. But all lives can't matter until black lives matter. But I love me a king. I'm a man that has his mind right, his spirit right, and has a vision and a purpose and is focused, it doesn't get better than that. It just does not get better than that. I'm sorry. Like, it doesn't get better than like someone, a man of substance, not just a provider, not someone that just give you cash dola. I know it sounds good. We're city girls. Yeah, buy him a Birkin bag. Da, da, da. I don't want none of that. Give me a man that has a vision, a purpose. Give me a man that's full of substance, a man I can have an actual conversation with. You know what I mean? Not a man that's perfect. Cheating will not be tolerated. So don't come tell me about baby, I am perfect. No, I rebuke you. I package you and put you in a trash bin. And that's that on that. A man that can make decisions. A man that is just grounded. A man that is humble. A man. Listen, let me tell you something, okay? We want men, okay? Men that can pray depression and anxiety away, okay? Depression, anxiety, get out of here, okay? Mental health, a man that I can pray with, a man that I can read the word with, a man that I can have fun with, a man that can help me and I can help them, because I'm a helper at the end of the day, not a man that's going to come dash your money to me when I already have money. Listen, please, we're not doing this year, okay? I believe in y'all, man. I know it's International Women's Day, but I believe in y'all. I know you guys are out there. I know you guys are really working hard too. And listen, ladies, like, we need to stop saying, oh, men ain't ish. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes we got to check ourselves and be like, is it the guys that we're attracting? Is it me, Lord? Is it me? Have a talk with yourself and the Lord. Lord, is it me? What am I doing to attract these guys? Because I can't be blaming all these guys that I talk to. Oh, it's them. No, it's me. I've made some, you know what I mean? I can't control how, you know, what they do and stuff like that, but I have to do self-reflection and just be like, okay, what could I have done better? You know what I mean? How did I attract somebody like this? You know, I'm just being fair. Not fair, but you know, we can't always be crapping on the men. Like, no, come on. We love the men. We love the men. We're here for y'all. But yeah, like I said, happy International Women's Day. Listen, say something nice to a woman that you love. Uplift each other today and always. You know, just because it's International Women's Day, no, do it all the time. Uplift yourself. Affirm yourself. I said this was going to be a really short one. I just want to come and just touch base with you guys. I miss you guys so much. I'm so happy. I don't think we're going to do like we might mix it up. We'll do some series and then we'll also do, you know, just like some random topics. Respectfully is coming back where we talk about some things. Okay. It gets a little controversial, but that's okay. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to me today. I think I've been rambling, but that's all good. I love to come and just like be transparent and just like be open and honest about what I got going on. Stay true to yourself, love your neighbors, love the Most High God, Jesus Christ. Okay, no oogly moogly stuff. I don't get it, but we're gonna talk about spirituality this year too, actually, what that means. Like, we're gonna talk about that too. All right, guys, until next time, y'all, make sure that you guys email me if you want to reach out to me and talk to me. Go on Facebook, share the content that I put up. Yeah, help us astray out. Thank you to everyone that continues to tell people about speaking arrangements. You guys are awesome. Keep working on yourself. Stay true to yourself. Don't watch anybody else. Watch yourself. Yeah, until next time, y'all.